aquaculture, a growing demand opportunity for soybeans. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Voice of Soy, a content partnership on Brand Deal. The rising demand for U.S. soybeans and the aquaculture industry is good news for Ohio soybean farmers. In this Voice of Soy, Jerry Baumbauer, an Ohio soybean farmer and chair of the Soy Aquaculture Alliance, shares how those checkoff dollars are creating even more demand for Ohio soybeans. We'll find out more on Brown Field right after this.
Here in Ohio, we grow possibilities. By investing in the Soybean Checkoff, farmers can concentrate on running their operations, while the Ohio Soybean Council creates new opportunities for future generations. The Soybean Checkoff works to get new soy-based products on the market, builds relationships with international buyers, and partners with researchers to increase yield and on-farm profitability. Learn more at soyohio.org/herewegrow. This message brought to you by Ohio Soybean Farmers and their checkoff.
Whether it's growing a good crop or growing your business to pass down to the next generation, farmers know how to build on our strengths and face challenges head on. The farmer leaders of the Ohio Soybean Council and Soybean Checkoff are strategically investing in projects and programs that are developing new markets, driving innovation, and preparing the next generation for success. To learn more about how we're growing your profitability, visit soyohio.org/herewegrow. This message brought to you by Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Checkoff.
The Soy Aquaculture Alliance works to create new opportunities for soybean farmers within a growing domestic aquaculture market. Jerry Baumbauer, an Ohio soybean farmer and chair of the Soy Aquaculture Alliance, says funds are being used to increase the utilization of U.S. soybeans in the diets of fish and shrimp around the world.
The market in Ohio, we've been very fortunate. One of our staff members from the Ohio Soybean Council has developed a new process to change the soybean meal itself to make it more friendly to the gut system of the aquaculture organisms. So we have that product. It's called Enzymil. Right now we're looking to produce it in the U.S. It is based on an enzyme that works on the soybean meal and breaks down some of the components of it that are harmful to the aquaculture organism. We have it now licensed in India to go into the Asian market, and they are producing it over there for their process there.
He tells Brownfield the growing aquaculture industry creates a tremendous demand market for Ohio soybean farmers.
Right now, we're kind of restricted by some of the land and also ocean restrictions we have as far as getting permits and getting through that process. If we could improve the efficiency of some of them, I'm sure we could improve that process and get more aquaculture going continuously. We're basically all types of fin fish. We're raising oysters, which don't have much of a product as far as soybean. That's pretty much out of the ocean. Shrimp is another big possibility that's coming along the way. We've changed a lot of our processes, facilities, as to how we raise the different species in the pond systems, where it used to be just a straight pond. Now we're putting raceways and other things in there. We're doing a better job of maintaining the water quality and keeping it in-house rather than in and out. So that's another process we're working with there. So we've got a lot of opportunities coming down the line. The potential is fantastic.
I'm Megan Grebner with The Voice of Soy, a content partnership on Brown Field.